awkward to say that you're jealous of someone, but I think I'm jealous of this guy, Edwin Castro.
Okay. Who is Edwin Castro and why are you jealous?
Because he is the man who won the $2 billion Powerball.
Oh, yeah. And I've been hearing about this guy. He's living his best life, I heard.
He really is. He's 30 years old, California resident. If you remember, he won the lump sum. It's the biggest jackpot any single person has ever won. It's like $997.6 million after all the taxes out. So he basically won $1 billion clean.
I mean, he did the thing that nobody does, too. He moved to Hollywood Hills, right? Like a celebrity.
Yeah, he lives in California anyway, which is not that far from where he bought the house, but he bought two homes. He bought a $25 million house right in the Hollywood Hills, and then he bought another $4 million house in his hometown. So they posted these pictures of him because he was like out and about, and every picture, he's got the world's biggest smile on his face.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him and I'm like, talking about living your best life. He's got like an Under Armour sweatshirt, half zip up on, sweatpants, flip flops. He's walking out of a JP Morgan bank. He has 24-hour security with him. He has three guards that alternate, so he always has a guard with him at all times.
Smart kid.
They showed a picture of his house where he lived before. He lived in a small one-bedroom home. Picture of him and his buddy in this $250,000 vintage Porsche that he bought. They're just riding around town. Just riding around.
I heard that they went back and talked to like his teachers and old classmates. Like, he's an Eagle Scout. He was a good kid. He was a nice kid to his teachers, to the administrators at his school. Everybody around town is really happy for him. Doesn't mean he doesn't need security. Oh. That just means a lot of people know where he lives.
Well, right. Because you keep thinking at 30 years old, like, you're young. You have to have a target on your back, you know, and he didn't do a big public statement. He didn't come out live on TV. He issued a statement just saying it was a win for the California public school system because a lot of the money from Powerball goes to the schools. But I'm jealous of this guy. So let's do the thing. Like, do you think that the night before he bought that lottery ticket at the gas station where he would go all the time, he said, if I win this Powerball, I'm going to buy a $25 million house in Beverly Hills. Like, do you think that was a real thing that crossed his mind?
You know, I don't know. I think that plenty of people dream of what they'll do with the money, but they never really think that they're going to win it, right? So, you know, the fact is you go in, you laugh it off, you get your ticket and you move on. I'd like to think that he had some sort of, you know, inclination that it was really going to happen, or he was at some crossroads the night before, but that's probably just a movie or a TV show and not real life.
I just want him to keep smiling and living his best life. Protect him, because I don't want him to be one of those specials that we're going to see on Dateline one day.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
What's going on? How was your vacation?
It was fantastic. It was really good. You know, I'm trying to get back in the swing of things now. The house is dirty. All the laundry's dirty. I don't know what to cook. There's no food in the house. You know, coming back from vacation is awesome.
Okay, but give me the number one thing you did while you were away.
Avatar, the Avatar ride. It was incredible. I'd stand in line for 2 hours for that if I had to.
Okay.
That was one of those ones that when we went in, you know, they kind of brought us by the back door, you know, lightning pass and all that stuff. And we only waited like 10 minutes. And I definitely thought about hiding in a corner and riding that thing again. And it was scary for me. Like, I'm not good with heights, but that thing was awesome.
Yeah. I never considered us Disney people. You know, we like it, but it's not like something I need to see all the time or I think about. I really want to go back. I think I might be a Disney person now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Sucks you right in. It really does.
Yeah. Well, that first time you stay like on the property and get in early and get to stay late and like get all these perks and you can take the transportation there, it's like game changer.
Yeah. We also found the dance club too, which was like right in the way. It's conveniently called Dance Hall.
Right, just so you know exactly what it is.
We thought it was fake because, I mean, who names something like that?
It's funny, though, because I've walked by that dance hall at Disney a million times and I've never walked in. Is it fun inside?
It's awesome. And, of course, we found it on our last night when we had to get up to travel in the morning. I was so mad. Like, we could have been here all week. It was pretty cool. It's like an old theater inside. It's really neat. I was like, and I kept saying all week, I was like, they need an area just for adults, like where there's no children. Yeah, that was it.
So how did Raven behave as a husband on vacation?
He did pretty good. You know, he was, you know, when we would go in the parks in the morning, like we would have to run from the gate to the ride he wanted to go on and probably the second ride he wanted to go on. And then we were allowed to, you know, be normal human beings after that. So it was a little stressful in the morning. We had to get up at 5 a.m. to make sure he didn't miss his ride.
I feel like, you know, the militant Disney attack mode is really kind of the common mode for everybody. I don't think that I did that. In the morning, it's true, you know, like I had to keep it pretty tight in the morning. But I don't think that I did that, say, after 9 o'clock every day.
Yeah, well, that's because we got there at 6.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what it took, you know, to get those first couple things done, it really affected the entire rest of the day.
It's true, though. You got to be those early birds if you want to get on those rides early. It's the only time to avoid the lines. I'm like that, yes, too, with my family. They think I'm nuts.
He didn't ask the rest of us what we wanted to do, if there was anything we wanted to do, until like 10 a.m. When you had to wait in line for 3 hours at that point.
Well, luckily I was the guy with the Genie Plus with the ability to do the lightning lane. I mean, I feel like everybody got to do what they wanted to do, of course. But family vacation, that's the thing. Everybody's always running in one separate direction. Overall, it was certainly easier than the time we took everybody to Cancun.
Yeah, yeah, that was easier. It was probably safer. He did good, though. He did good lining it all up and timing it out. We got to see pretty much everything we wanted to see, and we got the fireworks, so it was cool.
All right, so sounds good. What kind of grade would you like to give to Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him an A, Anna.
That's great.
I'm going to give him an A. Yeah, he's a professional now, so we got to go back.
I thought I was just getting off scot-free here, but it just sounds like it's going to cost me more money. Wow.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What is driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Let's get it off our chest. LaToya.
You're an adult and you still don't know how to boil water to cook pasta or cook anything. That's all I need to know about you.
And I feel like if you read the mac and cheese box, you're halfway to being a chef in your first apartment, right? I mean, it's the greatest feeling when you've got, rolls of toilet paper and you've got your own pan set and you're making your first batch of mac and cheese that you don't have to put in a bowl, by the way. You can eat it right out of the pan, sitting there in the couch because it's your first apartment. It's a great feeling of self-sufficiency.
You have to learn at some point how to cook something. How do you make it your whole life without knowing how to boil water or make some pasta or something?
Put the water on the stovetop, wait till it gets hot.
Don't put your hand inside.
Right. Basic rules.
Jessica, that's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you is when you buy a car and let it sit on the road so you can keep that parking spot for the whole entire year. It never, ever moves. It's gotten hit in twice now and he still hasn't moved it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are there rules about that? Yeah, or can somebody actually do that legally forever?
No, we've called code on him so many times. Like, we piled snow up in front of his car behind it so a snowplow maybe could hit it, get it out of the way. But nothing. He does not move it. It's been there for 3 years.
That is sad.
I have a car that's sitting in front of my house on the street right now. And I move it, you know, every week. And I take it when I run errands and stuff like that. I just don't, you know, it's an extra car. We don't have a driver for it regularly. But I'm always so, like, self-conscious of the fact that I'm the guy that my neighbors hate now. That's got a car outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are that person.
Well, this guy has three cars. Three. One to fit, two to use.
On the other hand, when we went on a holiday, my wife put her car on the street, and she hoped every day it would get stolen. She just wants it replaced. She hoped every day.
I wish somebody would come steal his. I've backed it, but so many times, too. So it's like right in front of my driveway. It's awful.
Oh, that is the worst. Hey, Angie, that's all I need to know about you.
I hate people who constantly vague book, like, will say something on, like, Facebook or Instagram, but not quite say it or want attention for it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm having a real tough time today. And then no response to anybody's comments for the next 5 hours.
Right, exactly. Right. Like, if you're going to say something or you want some attention, just ask for it.
Yeah. My favorite is, so this happened, and it's just a photo of them, like, in the hospital, at the hospital, in front of a hospital, anything like that. Like, you could be there for anything. You could be parking your car. I don't know what you're doing there.
Right. Oh, my God. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, they'll just let you float out there forever with your feelings. Think good thoughts for me. Well, why? Are you thinking good thoughts for me? Whatever I'm doing, I don't even know what you're doing. You're not telling me.
Right, exactly.
Do you think you can have a strictly platonic relationship with someone that you find attractive? Now, if you missed it earlier this week, Raven, you were off earlier this week and you missed this, but we were talking about dumb arguments you had with people over the weekend. And producer John, producer Sean, and I were discussing this. And then producer John Exhibit A brought this to the table.
Okay.
What could that possibly mean? Knock on wood.
It's not knock on wood. It's when you,
no, it's not. When you type knock, when you type the word knock.
I don't care what the people say.
Now, hold on. I want to say that it doesn't matter what they're arguing about. It's dumb and makes no difference whatsoever.
Yeah.
I would like to bring to you Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm. It's not knock on wood. It's when you,
uh-huh.
Oh, great. Yeah, she likes you.
More than a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she likes you. Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she likes you.
This is great. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm glad that we
I'll
got
play
to
one
sit
more
down.
Time.
Yeah,
play
right
one more time.
Here.
Oh, I'll play it 100 more times.
Oh, one more time.
That's great.
It's not,
oh, 100%.
When you, mm-hmm.
As soon as I heard that, Raven, I go, uh-huh. Mm.
I mean, whatever joke you were telling, whether it was entertaining or not.
It wasn't. I heard it.
It wasn't
it was not.
That entertaining.
You know, Raven, you love to tell me I'm not that funny. I happen to think I am that funny.
I know you do.
I happen to think
and I'm saying even if it was a funny moment for you, I'm just saying is whatever it was, it didn't recall, you know, that strong of a reaction.
I'm just saying that when Al... I mean, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, of course we need it one more time. Of course we needed it one more time.
John, who is she?
Her name is Jessa. She is a friend of mine.
She's just a friend.
She is a friend of mine.
He says she's just a friend.
She's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Producer Sean over here doing the air quotes, bro. Come on, you're supposed to be on my team.
Just a friend.
You're supposed to be on my team.
I am. I'm just a friend, though, right?
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right. You're both just friends.
Do you or do you not find friend Jessa attractive?
Jessa is a very attractive woman. What am I going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, no, she's a total troll? Absolutely not. That's a horrible thing to say. That's
right.
An impossible situation.
So
you just put me in.
Here comes the question, because he's like, no, we're just friends. We're just friends. He finds her attractive, mm-hmm. and he says they're just friends.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as having a strictly platonic relationship, and can you actually do that?
Well, I say yes. I mean, I think that you certainly can, but I think that, John, you have known many women in your life, I'm sure. As a musician and an outgoing extrovert as yourself, you make friends and you talk to people wherever you go.
You know, my son will listen to this one day, but continue.
Okay. I'm just saying is that she may be, this may, I mean, I don't know anything about this girl. She sounds wonderful, but is she familiar with gentlemen like yourself?
What is a gentleman like
I don't
myself,
know,
Raven?
Like,
why don't
know,
you define
I mean,
what kind of gentleman I am?
You have an interesting job. You have a talent, you know, that kind of stuff.
I think what it comes down to is that, yes, you could 100% have a platonic relationship with somebody, right?
Yes.
Until you find them attractive. Then it becomes a little bit different because there's, I mean, all I do is work with guys. I mean, obviously, that's what I do, right?
And we are so attractive. I don't know how you do it. I mean, your husband has to get you out of the house.
I don't know. But I think the minute that you cross the line, you're like, yeah, no, you get that feeling in your belly. Mm. You get that feeling in your chest. And when you get that feeling, I think it's harder to be able to say, No, I can just be cool with that person. You got to take about four steps back.
I mean,
really,
Anna, you know, I'm really happy to take dating advice from you because as someone who's been married since they were like a child, basically, you're definitely the person to give off dating advice. Thank you so much.
Sean, yes or no, can you have a platonic relationship with somebody you find attractive?
I don't believe so.
Uh-huh. Raven?
I say yes, but it takes discipline. Mm-hmm. I do. And if Jessa turns to you and gives you the kiss me look right now, which I'm pretty sure she was giving to you already right there. I don't know. You might find yourself in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, my argument goes out the window if I don't say yes, you can.
Yes.
So that's it.
Anna and Raven's Female Founders, highlighting women who've built their own businesses from the ground up.
Highlighting all the women that are making a difference, Monica Fullerton is the founder and CEO of Spousely, which is quality goods from families that give. You're a military spouse, and you found a place to be able to sell all items that are from military families. You're on Forbes hashtag Next 1000 list, Inc. Magazine's Female Founders list. How did this all start?
Well, it all started out of my own pure inspiration and frustration as a military spouse. Military spouses face many different challenges because of our lifestyle. Military families usually relocate every 2 to 3 years, which makes it really hard for spouses to hold a job doing something they love, if one at all. And honestly, I saw how much talent was within our military community, and I knew I had to do something that helped them shine. And entrepreneurship and being a small business owner is one of those ways.
So, Monica, I mean, a lot of times when you're an entrepreneur, you're out there, you're putting forward your new business plan, you feel alone. And I'm looking through your website here, and it just looks like, I mean, you have a connection with somebody doing something in everything.
Yes. Community is our superpower at Spousely. So all of our vendors are approved military and first responder families. And then anyone can shop small and make a big impact. But at the end of the day, that's exactly it. We are there for one another in both life and in business.
Did you have a background in business? How did you figure out how to do this?
I do have a background in broadcasting and communications and a master's in business. When I first became a military spouse in a corporate career that I never could have imagined, it was in logistics. And I remember thinking, how can you align that passion and that joy for what you truly love while living a life on the go? So I basically took all of my different skill sets that I've gathered along the way of our journey and put it all together, and boom, Spousely was born.
Does this start with a presentation on base? Is it something that you put the word out nationally?
The funny part is, as I was on the way to dinner with a few fellow military spouses, and I remember thinking, you make coffee, you're a photographer, you're a private investigator, and I love business. If there's that much talent just in this one car ride alone, I wonder what this community is filled with. So I ended up creating a Facebook group, and I added in just a ton of people who I thought could maybe be vendors or supporters. And I just started asking around, and I was, you know, trying to gather that feedback from our community. Would people love to see an online marketplace powered by our nation's heroes? And within about 2 weeks, I had almost 1,000 people in that group. And I remember thinking, I've got to go for this. I've got to build and just continue to create.
I mean, I love it. And I love the website. It's so beautifully designed, easy to navigate. And like, there's so many incredible things that are here. It's awesome.
There's things for your house, for your family to wear, to use. There is a practical usage for many of these items on here, and beautiful gifts too. I mean, this is great.
And you're supporting the families that give so much to our country. I feel like it's win-win all the way around.
Well, for sure.
Thank you so much. It's been a true honor, honestly, to just stand by so many incredible makers, creators, and entrepreneurs side and find a little bit of everything. It's not just catered to the military or first responder community. You can go on Spousely. You can find a candle, a custom gift. You can find home security systems. You can even hire a CPA.
It's amazing. What advice would you have to other women that are looking to start their own business?
The best advice that I can give is growth begins when comfort ends. And that is something that I am truly living and breathing. Obviously, we don't know what we don't know. You just have to take that first step forward. Keep going after what it is that you are so passionate about.
I love it. Monica Fullerton, she's the founder and CEO of Spousely. You can find them online at spousely.com. Thank you, Monica. Big week for firings. Both Fox News' Tucker Carlson and CNN's Don Lemon are out. So it's the return of Fired Friday.
I love this. Somebody else's pain that's not my own.
You tell a story of something that went terribly wrong at work, then we all guess whether or not you got fired. 1-800-330-9999. Kelly, what happened?
Well, okay, so our crazy boss, who no one likes, gave a printout of this report, right? Like the monthly report, you know, how we did the previous month. And he wasn't happy. And a lot of us just don't care. So we Xeroxed our butt onto the report and left it on his desk for the next morning. It was crazy because he was trying to figure out whose butt was what, but you can't really do that, you know?
I'm going to guess that you got fired.
I mean, what? Where did you work? That's what I want to know. Right. That you were like, you know what? I got an idea.
Right.
And everybody was like, yeah, all right, let's do it. Did you work in radio?
To hell with last month's performance report. Right?
No, I don't work in radio, but I work for a very, very known company, I won't say. It's a big warehouse, and, you know, he just basically gave us our progress report for the previous month, and nobody liked it. He didn't like it. He had an attitude. So we was like, a few of us was like, you know what? Screw him. We don't like his attitude. So we Xeroxed our butt.
Yeah, no, we get it. We get what happened.
No, we understand. No. I'm guessing that your Amazon supervisor did not tell Jeff Bezos. I'm guessing he didn't. And so that's why you kept your job.
I'm going to say you got to keep your job, too, because they probably couldn't figure out who it was. It seemed too awkward to have to, like, bring it to HR. Nobody would fess up because you guys clearly banded together.
You can't check ID.
Right.
Did not get fired.
I mean, right. Probably the manager needs to get fired because it seems like this whole building is a little bit inappropriate. But congratulations.
How did you guess it was Amazon?
I heard warehouse. There's only one warehouse that exists anymore.
All right, Evan, Fired Friday. What happened at your job? We'll guess whether or not you got fired.
So I was in high school, and I worked at an ice cream place. The manager said, they're not going to be around this weekend, kind of left the store to us to run. And the people I was working with kind of invited a lot of their friends over. We basically had like a huge like ice cream party. And what we didn't realize was that the manager had put a camera in the store and saw the entire thing.
It really depends on the boss. I know that my father has watched people on the surveillance cameras inside his restaurants steal liquor from us.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, he lets it go unless there's other problems with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably just gave you a warning and said not to do it again. And I mean, it's ice cream. You just had people for free ice. I think it was all right.
There was a girl I knew that worked at, was it TCBY? Right?
Yeah.
The country's best yogurt.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh, that was delicious. That chocolate frozen yogurt was the best in the world.
Back in the day. And me and my friend, we loved yogurt. We were hanging out all the time. We also liked to, you know, flirt with her. So we would go in there and flirt with her. And then she ended up dating one of us. And then she ended up dating the other one of us. But she didn't do a lot at that job except flirt. She did a lot of flirting while at that job. She kept that job for years. I'm going to guess at the ice cream shop, you kept your job.
Well, I realize now in listening to you that maybe I didn't give you all the information. Mm. It wasn't just like an ice cream party. Like, they were behind the counter and they were serving themselves.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you got fired then, I guess.
Every single one of us got fired. And looking back on it, we totally deserved it. And I don't eat at ice cream places anymore.
Big week for firings. Both Fox News' Tucker Carlson and CNN's Don Lemon are out. So it's the return of Fired Friday.
I love this. Somebody else's pain that's not my own.
You tell a story of something that went terribly wrong at work, then we all guess whether or not you got fired. 1-800-330-9999. Anthony, what happened at work?
All right, so there was a stonemason who was building the chimney, and he needed blocks put up on the roof. So I got in the wall, and I started lifting the blocks up, and they got out to a point to where it was too heavy for the machine to handle, and it dropped a whole set of blocks on the roof of the house, and I had to scrape it down the roof to get it to level the machine back out.
Whew. Did it go through the roof?
No, it didn't go through the roof. Luckily, it was a timber frame house, so it had some solid roofing to it.
Mm. What do you think, Anna? Did it get fired?
How senior are you in your role?
6 years.
No, you didn't get fired. Raven, what do you say?
I'm going to guess, gosh, if the homeowner's standing there, that's kind of, I mean, you might get fired from the job, but you're probably not fired from the company or with your guys. I'm going to say you didn't get fired.
What happened?
I didn't get fired. I slid the pallet back down the roof. I got the machine back on the ground, and I went up there it was actually cedar-shaped shingles on the roof, so it was wood on wood, so it kind of just slid right off there nicely and scratched the shingles a little bit, but I went up there with a wire brush and stuff the shingles up around it, and I never heard anything about it.
See?
Perfect.
From dog to hero. Look at that. It's that
<That's>
quick.
Right.
Jocelyn, Fired Friday. What happened at work?
Well, the person I thought was my best friend at work actually, like, totally threw me under the bus with our new boss, and I had no idea until I had a meeting with her, like, a month later, and she's, like, telling me all this stuff, and, you know, I had kind of trash-talked her, like we do, right? Everybody complains about their boss and stuff going on at work. I thought I could trust her, and then, you know, I'm sitting there in this meeting, and my new boss says to me, like, oh, well, I heard this and this and this and this and this, and I'm like, well, gosh, where did you hear that? And she goes, from so-and-so. What? Like, I was so blown away and shocked. I couldn't even respond. Like, I was completely in shock. I went home that night on the bus, and I missed my stop because I was so, like, upset about it. You know, first, I'm like, am I going to get fired because I said all these things about the new lady? And, you know, what's going to happen with that? But then the other piece of me is like, well, what do I do about my friend? Because she actually reports to me. She's one of the people, you know, that reports into me. So do I fire her?
I think that you did not get fired. I think that you get another chance in that instance. It's kind of like a show me, show you type thing. The boss lets you know that they know. But I think that you ran the person that was reporting, you know, under you, about you to the new boss. I think you ran them out of the building within 6 months.
What happened?
I actually did not get fired. You know, I don't have a great relationship with my boss because she doesn't really, you know, think highly of me now. And I gave the person a second chance. I didn't know what to do. I don't trust her anymore. I don't tell her things anymore. Mm-hmm. Our relationship really soured, but I felt like, how could I fire her over that? You know, I don't know. I didn't feel right about it. So I let her stay. And now I don't know if that was the right thing to do because I don't really like working with her anymore.
So it's so funny, like, how things like that happen. But now you just have to, like, live in this weird world with her. And that's it.
Exactly. I, you know, I can't have to watch everything I say and do. Like, I feel like she's, you know, watching me and, you know, like she's going to go running to the boss anytime I do anything wrong, you know. So, like, I'm always on, like, eggshells around her. It's awful.
Ugh. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Up first, South Korea. South Korean President Yoon loves Don McLean's American Pie. So when President Biden invited him to sing it Wednesday night at the White House state dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what happened.
A long, long time ago.
I just don't even understand how this possibly happens, right? Like, what happens behind the scene? Like, Biden is just like, hey, do you want to sing that song you like by Don McLean? And he's like, oh, American Pie? Sure, let me just rip into it.
Set up the karaoke bar. Karaoke, huge, huge on that side of the world.
Yeah, okay, he continues.
Something touched me deep inside the day.
Wow.
The music
oh, gosh. My favorite is just this guy randomly.
The random wow.
Well, here it is. Here it is. Ready? Here.
Wow.
Wow. Well, just so
he's
good.
Trying to act like he's struck by his talent.
Wow.
Wow, you're so talented.
He knows the words to that song. So does everybody in America.
Yeah, they're on a screen right behind him anyways, probably.
but I started thinking about it. I'm like, it is kind of impressive because if you had to sing a song from any other nation, any other song,
yeah,
would you be able to come up with one?
I mean, not off the top of my head. Maybe I'm arrogant here, but I feel like the American songs are the ones that they know. I mean, listen, does Disney songs count? Like, if it's about another country?
No.
Like, if it's a song in The Lion King or it's Chim Chimini, Chim Chimini, Chim Chim Chiroo? No.
Well, I mean, is that British?
It feels British.
I don't know.
I say it like this, it feels very British.
I was thinking about it. I was like, the only thing that kept coming into my head was, voulez-vous avec? And then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, but you don't know the words.
And that's Lady Marmalade with Lil' Kim
yeah.
and Christina Aguilera. Like, I don't think that's the same as a French song.
Yeah,
I
no, just because it has a few French words, not the same.
No. Yeah. Okay, sad news. Ready?
Yeah.
This is also trending. Jerry Springer has passed away. He was 79 years old. You know, of course, you know him from the Jerry Springer Show.
Sure.
Ran for 27 years.
You know, my wife didn't even know that he was mayor of Cincinnati.
Get out of here.
She did not even know that about him. I mean, she's a little bit younger than me, but, you know, she didn't even know that.
He died of pancreatic cancer.
Terrible.
You know, he was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. He was a TV judge at one point. I think he was just on The Masked Singer, too. And I love Jerry Springer. And we were lucky enough over the years to have him in the studio a few times.
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, here's one of the times that he was with us.
It's Jerry Springer!
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, it is me!
Jerry! I mean, like, you have to be used to people doing that, just yelling Jerry all the time.
I am, but at my age, it's good because it reminds me who I am. Right.
Jerry was funny, but here's the thing about Jerry. Like, he was like a grandfather. He was like the master of chaos on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was here and he had like the people that worked with him and all that, he is the nicest guy.
He was a sweet man.
Sweet man. And I remember Raven and I went a couple times to see him and do the show. We brought like busloads of people there. And I remember like watching him from a professional stand of view.
Yeah.
And thinking to myself, like, he would make jokes. And he would swing and swing. And even if the joke didn't land, he kept going.
Sure.
It never broke him once. It was such an interesting, fascinating thing to watch.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember, you know, he was regarded as the ringmaster because he did not want to be the person that was actually promoting people being angry with each other or whatever. He was kind of like the person in the center of the circus. But he always finished with a positive note, told you to take care of each other. And he was just a sweet man if you actually met the man.
There's never been a moment that I ever thought I was better than the people who appear on our stage. I'm not better, only lucky. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. It doesn't matter if you're a mom or your dad or your kids or your students or even your pets. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Destiny.
We had inventory on my job this week,
So it's really long, intense, very tedious, very long. And I had to deal with my annoying supervisor. Her voice is annoying. Her attitude is annoying. And she smells.
Oh, good.
So I earned my margarita.
Destiny, tell me how you really feel.
I can't stand that.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right, you get your margarita. Congratulations.
DJ, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, my goodness. Two things. I'm job hunting right now, so I applied for 7 jobs on Monday, and then on Tuesday, I walked 12 and a half miles collectively during the day, so I really think I deserve it.
Just for exercising and looking for a job?
Sure. Wait, that's huge.
All right, I'll give it to you.
I mean, no matter when you get those steps in, doesn't matter, I guess. 12 and a half miles, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
12 miles? Like, where did you go? Were you, like, walking around the mall, or were you walking to another town?
Yeah, outside, yeah, pretty much. Walk to, like, another town. It's a good walk, you know? You just, you look, hearing the birds sing, it's not as cold out, you know?
I always think that I could walk forever. That if I just have my sneakers on, and I don't have to go super fast or anything, I could just start walking and never stop walking.
But me too.
In reality, how far do you think you could walk before you're like, I can't walk anymore?
Well, I think if you make allowances for sleep and, you know, eat and drink and that type of thing, I think you're theoretically right. You could pretty much walk forever in the right conditions. You can certainly walk a long distance.
Mm-hmm. I've done 21 in a day.
21 miles?
Yeah. I mean, I think that could be easily done. I mean, not easily. Don't let me belittle it. I don't want to challenge and go out and walk it myself right now.
Yeah.
But I think you could certainly do it at your own pace throughout a day. Absolutely.
Well, you can have your margarita. Enjoy it.
Yeah. And thanks for doing the walking so I don't have to.
Thanks.
Hunter, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
So my wife's sick. I had the kids all week with drop-off, and it was our week to carpool. So 5 kids in the truck. Every day, drop off and pick up.
Said the guy who had to do mom's regular job.
Yes.
You mean Monday through Friday. That's what you mean.
Right.
Yes.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard, right? Mm-hmm. It is hard.
I asked my daughter yesterday on the way home from picking them up from dance and theater how much they felt they should pay me and do I get a tip for being their Uber. And they did not lift their heads off their iPads and iPhones, so I don't know the answer to that.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, you can have a margarita, my friend, but, you know, maybe take your wife out to dinner when she's feeling better next week, too, saying, wow, you really do a lot.
She'll be busy doing drop-off service.
Oh, man.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Randy and Becca. Randy, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our daughter, 16 years old, has a field hockey team, and they're doing a car wash to raise money, like a fundraiser, and school's hosting it and everything. And I'm like, I don't know. It just freaks me out that they're even still doing this type of thing. I kind of feel like these things should be banned. I feel like it's inappropriate to get, you know, a bunch of girls out there washing random people's cars and just crosses a line and opens up these girls to just creeps, you know, just weird people to come in. And I don't know. I don't want my daughter to go.
Becca, what's your side of this?
I don't think there's an issue at all. I mean, you know, it's a fun way to raise money. The email that they sent out clearly says do not wear a bathing suit. So it's not like they're, you know, washing a car, you know, or it's a wet t-shirt contest or nothing. No one's out there with a thong. They're washing a car to raise money. To buy new uniforms. You know, it's showing responsibility. It's showing, you know, the girls that they have to earn what they want. So I don't see what the big issue is. You know, I don't know what his problem is. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Huh. I got a text message last night from a friend of mine who's looking to plan a charity event. And she said, I know you do a lot of charity events. You host a lot of charity events. She's like, which ones have you done that are fun? And I was like, you know, you kind of like take a pause for a second because it's true. It's a lot of the same things over and over again. And whenever I see those signs with the teenagers holding up saying car wash, I don't think I've ever stopped once.
Yeah. Well, I mean, neither have I. It doesn't matter if you're Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, high school team or whatever it may be. Couple reasons. First and foremost, I share your thoughts on it. It is a little bit creepy, in my opinion. It's a little bit strange, right? Second thought, they never do a good job. The truth is the car just doesn't get clean. It's not a good job. I've been to these things before. It seems like everybody used to do the car wash, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And it did raise a lot of cash, and it was inappropriate. That was the whole point and the premise of it, right? So whether you're doing it funny or serious, I mean, I get it.
But if the school is sanctioning it and they're doing it on the school grounds, I would think it's a lot of staff and administration and the parents that are coming. Does that make it safer and better? I don't know.
I would just say, I mean, I think it's safer there that day. But, I mean, we've seen that there's creeps in schools too, right? I mean, nothing is foolproof.
I don't know. Do we just keep living this life where we're just afraid of weirdos? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Would you let your teenage daughter participate in a charity car wash or not? Whose side are you on? A lot of different school fundraisers, and they're all for a good cause. And then Randy and Becca's 16-year-old daughter, she's on the field hockey team. They're doing a fundraiser. It's the car wash. You know what I'm talking about. They hold up the posters. You go, and they wash your car. And Randy says, absolutely not. Like, these need to be outlawed. Why are we letting these teenage girls wash people's cars? It's just welcoming creeps to come, and it's not cool whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, Randy, it might be overly paranoid about this. He might be being a little bit traumatic. But, you know, I'll tell you something. Sometimes I drive by, and I see the kids. They're out there at the corner, and they're waving the signs. And I get the same thought. I think to myself, like, just the fact even that they're out there with the sign, moving it around, jumping up and down, trying to get you over there. Like, you just don't know who's driving by.
Well, right. But Becca says it's a school-sanctioned event. It's on school grounds. And they've all been instructed to not wear bathing suits, right, to be covered up. Like, you're just overreacting. Let the girls raise money. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kate, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I think that the girls, you know, chose this, and I think it's time for, you know, guys to get their head out of the gutter.
Well, that's the truth.
I mean, right, but you're advising a father to tell him to not be worried at all about protecting his daughter. I mean, I get what you're saying is,
sure,
you know, the consumer should not be somebody who's got, you know, illicit thoughts or whatever, but the dad is just being cautious. But, all right, got your vote.
I get it. I got a teenage daughter, and I would absolutely let her do this. If it was the girls that were behind it, I would trust them.
All right. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. School fundraisers are important. So when Randy and Becca's 16-year-old daughter says that they're having a fundraiser at the school for her field hockey team, they were like, great. Until Randy found out it's one of those car washes, and he was like, absolutely not. You're not going out there getting all water on you so that the creeps can watch you.
Listen, the team is totally down for it. It was their idea. And after all, I kind of get that, right? It's better than going door to door trying to sign people up to buy wrapping paper. But on the other hand, there's some reasons to be cautious.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Leslie, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side because I agree. Every time my husband and I drive by those things, you're like, ugh, no. It doesn't matter whether they're in a swimsuit or they're in a t-shirt. There's going to be weirdos out there looking at these young girls as they're washing the car. Mm. And again, they don't do a good job. So that's my second point. But
they really don't. There's nothing worse than the Boy Scouts car wash because everybody's like 3 feet tall. Mm. So they only get halfway up the door. And if you've got a dark car.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, I'm a mother of a boy and a girl. My girl is now 24, but I would have never allowed her to be partake in that. Neither would her father.
Lori, whose side are you on?
I'm on your side. I think it's so true. I never thought of it until I just heard you say it on the radio. But it is. It's kind of like scary that the girls are out there jumping around and there could be a creep driving by. And I just think that it's not a good idea. There's other ways they can raise money, you know?
Yeah, I get worried about it every time. I got to tell you, I do.
Ryan, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
On the dad side. I think he's doing a great job here in protecting his daughter from this stuff. And way to go.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Randy, our audience agreed with you. No way. They said, absolutely not. It's outdated. Schools should not be hosting these car wash fundraisers anymore.
It makes sense. It's just like you were saying. It was based in an inappropriate kind of creepy thing. And I feel like it's something that should be put on the shelves of history and not done anymore.
Yeah, it seems like there's an opportunity for it to get weird. And if there's an opportunity, maybe you're just safe pulling it back. When she's over 18, she can make up her own mind, I suppose. Becca, are you going to be all right with this?
I mean, I guess I have no choice. But, I mean, it's not like the girls are wearing Daisy Dukes, you know?
No, I agree. I get what you're saying, too, Becca. But the audience was not with you today. And if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,400. Austin, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
All right, I want to give you some cash, so let's get these all right. And can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Austin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so that door is going to close. Raven won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. It's really easy, Austin. Whoever gets the most right wins, but ties do go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Let's do it. Number one, Amber Heard appeared in the Aquaman 2 trailer despite a campaign trying to remove her from the movie. She was recently involved in a defamation trial with what celebrity?
Johnny Depp.
Number two, Keanu Reeves went viral after a video of him shows him kindly interacting with a 9-year-old fan at a comic book signing. He voiced the character Duke Kaboom in what animated film?
Toy Story 4.
Number three, Harrison Ford was reportedly agile enough to play half his scenes in the upcoming Indiana Jones 5, and he didn't need a stuntman for most of them. Indiana Jones is notoriously afraid of what animal?
He's afraid of snakes.
Number four, Lance Bass says that his boy band got famous, but they never got rich because their crooked manager, Lou Pearlman, and the record company took a majority of their stuff. He was part of what boy band?
NSYNC.
And number five, The Late Late Show with James Corden has ended after 8 years. Who hosted it before he did?
Stephen Colbert.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. You almost had it, Austin. Almost had it.
Yo.
Four out of five for Austin.
Pretty good, man. Let's see how I do.
All right. I needed you to get that last one, Austin. All right, number one. Amber Heard appeared in the Aquaman 2 trailer despite a campaign to remove her from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was recently involved in a defamation trial with what celebrity?
Johnny Depp.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Keanu Reeves went viral after a video of him shows him kindly interacting with a 9-year-old fan at a comic book signing. He voiced the character Duke Kaboom in what animated film?
Toy Story 4.
That's
he wasn't
right.
even supposed to be there. He just showed up. What a nice guy.
Keanu Reeves is the nicest guy. I'm campaigning for him to be America's sweetheart.
I just want Speed 3 with him and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
They are two of America's sweethearts.
Oh, the two of them back together would be so much fun.
Number three, Harrison Ford was reportedly agile enough to play half of his scenes in the upcoming Indiana Jones 5 and didn't need a stuntman for most of those shots.
He's pretty tough.
Indiana Jones is notoriously afraid of what animal?
He's afraid of snakes.
Yes. Number four, Lance Bass says his boy band got famous, but they didn't get rich because their crooked manager, Lou Pearlman, and the record company, quote, took a majority of their stuff.
Yeah, he did that to a lot of people.
A lot, like New Kids on the Block.
New Edition.
Yeah. I watched a documentary on him. He does not seem like a nice man.
No.
He was part of what boy band, Lance Bass?
NSYNC.
Right.
Justin Timberlake got rich.
Right. Well, that's because he went off and did a bunch of stuff on his own.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys are tied at four. Number five, The Late Late Show with James Corden has ended after 8 years. Who hosted it before James Corden did?
The Late Late Show. Was it Craig Kilborn? No. Craig Kilborn?
No, Craig Ferguson.
Oh, I was thinking of the right guy, wrong name.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Austin. You guys tied at four today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. I cannot beat Raven.
Oh, thank you, Austin. You gave it a good shot. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $2,500 Monday. That was a hard question.